For Lyman Ag Supply and Family Vision Center, I'm Chris Parks, along with DNR Conservation Officer Grant Jelly on this morning's Conservation Report here on KJAN. Grant, thanks for coming in again.
You bet. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Well, it's getting towards that time of year here where we head towards kind of more of that fall season. We're kind of getting towards the tail end of summer, and that means that there's going to be a lot of guys itching to get out there with their weapons and try to track some things down. So before you do that, you have to make sure that you're safe, and there's some hunter education classes coming up around the area to get guys prepared.
Absolutely. Yep, this is kind of the time of year when a lot of the outdoorsmen and women, you know, they dream of and wait for. So it's finally starting to cool down, and people are starting to get in the hunting mode. But like you said before that, there's a few things that I just wanted to kind of remind people of that can help them along the way this fall. And we do have a hunter education course coming up here in Atlantic. That's going to be on the 29th of August. That's a Tuesday evening. And then it'll also run Thursday evening, the 31st of August. The times are going to be from 6 to 9 p.m. And then we're going to follow that up with the final day, which we're going to do some actual live fire. That'll be on the 9th of September. That'll be a Saturday. And that day it'll run from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's a great course. It's a classroom course, and you are going to have to attend all three sessions in order to become certified. And we've only got 10 people signed up right now, so that's kind of why I've been talking about it as much as I can. And it's listed on our website, so you can go to the DNR website and actually register for the course. There's no cost to it, so that's one of the most common questions people ask me is, what's it cost? And this is a free event. We'll supply you with all the materials that you'll need as far as, you know, the books and the ammo and the firearms for the live fire day. So don't have to worry about, well, I don't have a gun or don't have the money for ammo. We're going to provide all that for you. All we ask is that you show up and give us your ear, and we'll hopefully teach you a few things that you may not know. This is a really good course because not only is it good for younger hunters, but we also see, you know, some middle-aged or even older hunters that come to these things. And one of the nice things about it is they always leave and they say, well, you know, I learned something, or I wasn't sure about that, or I didn't know about this law. And it kind of gives me a chance to interact with future hunters too, which is nice because hopefully they feel a little bit more comfortable around me, and they can, I always give out my phone number and contact info, and try to encourage people to give me a call rather than guess about a regulation and guess wrong. So that's one of the nice things about the class. But again, go to our website, you can click on the hunter education link, and it'll take you right there. It's going to be one of the first ones offered since we're less than a week away now. So I hope to get a few more people in there because it's always nice to have as big a class as we can so we can get as many people certified for the class. So go to the website and hope to see you there.
Well, lots of good information that folks will take out of that. And, you know, and not only is it something that is a requirement for most folks to have, you've got to remember that too. You need to get this taken care of. But like you said, for some other people, you know, maybe even if you're not intending to hunt this upcoming season,
right,
it's just get it out of the way, learn some things, and be prepared for that opportunity when it comes.
Well, and it's important too to keep in mind that this is going to be the last class that we offer in the area prior to hunting season. You know, inevitably every year there'll be somebody call the night before deer season and say, how can I get hunter education? And say, well, you're just a little bit late. So, you know, people may not be thinking about hunting the last week of August, but this is the time to get it taken care of. So hope to get as many people there as we can.
Yeah, and it's not a huge requirement. You know, 3 days, you're making it as easy as possible for people to get.
And it's
done.
Fun. You know, yeah. I mean, it's not like going to school and learning math. This is stuff you're excited to talk about. And you get to shoot, so that's good too.
Yeah, exactly. No heads nodding off in that
class. No,
we
hope not.
Yeah. All right, so got those coming up, and I'm sure there'll be others around the area if you want to look out for those classes too. And then also, along with that, you do have some seasons that are coming up here as far as some things that are in the air flying around that you want to try to get shot down, and a couple of them starting off with dove season.
We do. That kicks off on September 1st, and that's this is something that's kind of new to Iowa. It's not a season that's been around very long. There's been a lot of other states. You know, I grew up in Illinois, so I grew up hunting doves, and September 1st was always kind of our official start to the fall hunting season. But, you know, we We have the season in Iowa now, and it can be a popular one. It's a great sport to introduce new or young hunters to, because typically there's a lot of action. You know, it's not like going out there and deer hunting and sitting for weeks on end and not having any success. Dove season is a great sport to introduce young kids to. You can take your time. The weather is usually nice and warm for them. Not a whole lot of equipment that's required for it. And like I said, a lot of shooting, pretty high success rates a lot of times. And we always encourage people to take kids or beginning hunters out there for dove season. It's a great thing. One of the things to keep in mind, though, is we're going to need to make sure that you've got the proper licenses for this season. You're going to need your hunting license, obviously, and then you're going to need a habitat, hunting and habitat as well. So one of the things about dove season is when you go to the store or go online to purchase your license, it's going to ask you to register for the HIP program. It's the a federal program that we require of migratory bird hunters. Basically, it's a yes or no. Did you hunt doves last year? Did you hunt ducks? Did you hunt geese? And they kind of want to get some information as to what our harvest was like for the previous year. So that doesn't cost a dime, but you do need to register for it before you go out there in the field. So those are the things that you'll need. And then another thing I wanted to remind people of is that you're also going to make sure that you have a plug in your shotgun when you're dove hunting. That is a federal requirement, and it's something that we will check for. But obviously, you want to make sure that you've got the plug in there, and then the shotgun only holds a maximum of 3 shells. So those are just a few things. That season is a long one. It'll run from September 1st through the 29th of November. So it's one of the longer seasons that we have. And the daily limit is 15 birds. So it's got a relatively high bag limit per day. And there's plenty of opportunities to get out there and get in on some dove hunting action. Locally here, we've got a few spots that are going to be good places to go out and find some doves. The Cass County Conservation Board does a good job of putting out some plots in the area. So they've got sunflower plots on the Hitchcock area, as well as West Nottoway area down in the southern part of the county. And then the DNR also has put some sunflowers out at Lake Anita State Park, where we've got the hunting area out there. So they just mowed the ones at Anita the other day. Hopefully we'll start to see some more doves show up, and the weather will stay. Doves are finicky. They like warm weather. If it starts to get cold, they can really lose our numbers. So you've got 3 options there, as well as private property as well. So lots of places to go out and get in on the most popular game bird that we have in the country. So hope to see lots of people out there.
Well, you kind of answered my next question. I was going to ask you that, since it is something that's relatively kind of new and maybe folks aren't real familiar with trying to track them down, what is that kind of habitat that they're looking at, for?
That's a great question. Sunflowers is probably your number one go-to for doves. Doves are a little bit different than other migratory birds in that we can go out and manipulate crops for them. And what I mean by that is you can plant sunflowers, you can go out and mow them, and you can hunt over them that day. That's not considered baiting for doves. You can't do that with waterfowl. That is considered baiting for them. But sunflowers are a great place to find doves. A cut wheat field, I noticed a couple of weeks ago when I did my pheasant survey, a harvested wheat field, and there were hundreds of doves on that thing. So that can be a good one. And then we're also seeing here around Atlantic, out by Lewis, they're chopping a lot of silage right now for corn. So those are also good places to find doves later in the year. So and really, anywhere. If you've got a place that is nice mowed, you don't need a lot for doves. They're kind of we've got a lot of doves here in town, so they tend to stay around town areas or urban areas. But you can find a good roosting area, and there's lots of places. So it's easy to find a place to hunt doves. And like I said, the nice thing about it is you don't have to have a boat. You don't have to have all the fancy equipment. You got to have a shotgun, some shells, and a bucket, and that's pretty much it. So it can provide a lot of action that way.
So a low cost, a good way to get out there and hone your skills a little bit. And right after that, the next day, you've got a couple of other seasons that are opening up.
We do, yeah. That'll open up on September 2nd. We'll have our teal season here in Iowa, and that'll run from the 2nd of September through the 10th. Those dates are for both the north and southern zones here in Iowa. The Missouri River Zone will run from the 2nd of September through the 17th, so it's slightly longer. Some of the key differences that we need to remind people of is that since teal are considered waterfowl and are obviously a migratory bird, your requirements for licenses for them are going to be your hunting license. You're going to have your habitat license. You also have to have registered for that HIP program that I told you about earlier. And then you're also going to have your federal duck stamp. That's going to be the one of the other requirements. And then also you're going to have your state migratory license, your Iowa migratory bird license. So there's some more license requirements for them. And then there's also some differences in regulations for them as well. For doves, we can use any shot basically as far as lead or steel or non-toxic, but you're going to have to use non-toxic loads when you're hunting teal. So you have to use your steels, your heavy shots. You basically can't use anything that's toxic to hunt steel. So it's one of the key differences there. That's another great season to introduce youngsters to. One of the things that I always caution people is if you're not a duck hunter, or I don't encourage beginning duck hunters to go out and try teal season without a veteran hunter, because that can sometimes lead to some mistakes being made in the field. You have to know a little bit about waterfowl and be able to identify teal before we jump in the truck and go out there and hunt them, because there's a lot of other duck species out there in the marsh that time of the year too. Wood ducks, mallards, we see pintails, shovelers. So unfortunately, we see a lot of those other species sometimes taken during the teal season. Mm-hmm. And the only species that can be taken during teal season are green wing, blue wing, and cinnamon teal. So it's important to be able to identify ducks, because we don't want other species that are in closed seasons to be harvested. So that's one of the important things to remember about teal hunting is you're not just going to see teal out there.
Yeah. And I know that's one of the seasons, too, that there are some people out there that are pretty passionate about it. So you can find somebody that has that knowledge. I guess it's just like any other season. Everybody has their kind of thing. But there are some people that are pretty passionate about the waterfowl.
There are, and they're serious about it. And unlike dove hunting, it takes a little bit more equipment for waterfowl hunting. You know, you're talking about waders and boats, and the shot is more expensive. It's not uncommon for me to see people out in the field with, $1,500 or $2,000 shotguns. I mean, they really get into waterfowl hunting and decoys. I mean, you see dogs out there a lot of times. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of other pieces to the puzzle that can be used, but it can be a fun season, especially if you're a waterfowler. It kind of gets your blood flowing for the later season that's just around the corner too. So always a good time. And don't forget your bug spray. That's one thing that's different about teal season as opposed to a regular waterfowl season, is it's warm, it's hot, and there will be mosquitoes. So make sure you've got lots of off in the bag with you.
All right. And if you want to stay on land and away from the water, you've also got the rabbit and squirrel season starting too.
You bet. That'll start the same day. And, we typically don't see rabbits hunted that early that time of the year. A lot of people wait till after first hard frost to go out rabbit hunting. But squirrel season is another great season to introduce youngsters to. That starts on September 2nd and runs through the end of January. So super long season, lots of opportunities to get out there, and they're going to be starting to hit those hickory trees and walnuts now. So I know that's how I got my introduction to hunting, is going with my dad and squirrel hunting. And another great season where you don't have to have a whole lot of equipment. You can find a patch of timber somewhere and a shotgun and some shells, and you're in business. And it's just a good way to introduce people to the outdoors, introduce them to other things that you may see out there. You may see deer, you may see turkeys. There's lots of, it's a good way to hone your woodsmanship skills as well. So don't forget your bug spray for that one too, but you can take 6 squirrels a day, and it's a fun way to introduce kids to the outdoors. So hope to see lots of people recruiting some youngsters for some of these upcoming seasons, because without kids, it's pretty important for us to keep recruiting more hunters, because we don't want our numbers to dwindle, because it's important to have future generations take over the sport for us.
All right, so lots of opportunities for folks to get out there, and I guess another good reminder is this time of year is also popular for a lot of people to get out and, you know, just go for hikes and experience the outdoors. Once we get to the fall season and the colors start changing, people are doing that as well. So I guess, you know, be cautious of each other too. You know, you be bet. Sharing the space out
be
there.
Be cautious and be courteous, because they have a right to use the public places as well. But, you know, a little bit of common sense goes a long way with that stuff. We want to make sure that if you do, you are on a popular hiking area or something that, you know, you're identifying your target. But yeah, that's a great point to make, and we encourage everybody to kind of use some sense when they're out there, and hopefully won't have any accidents as a result.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in to speak with us again here this week, Grant.
You bet. Thanks for having me. Next time we'll talk about more of the fall seasons that are just around the corner.
All right. Lots coming up still for you as well. That's going to do it for our conservation report here this week on KJN. That's DNR Conservation Officer Grant Jelly. And also, I'm Chris Parks here for KJN. I want to thank Lyman Ag Supply and Family Vision Center for bringing you this week's conservation report.